Under the new agreement, the tribe will pay the state $43.6 million immediately, the largest gaming payment ever in the history of tribal gaming in the state. Beginning next year, payments will be based on 6 to 8% of gaming revenues. A state Supreme Court ruling last year threw out the tribe's previous compact because it didn't have a set expiration date and added new games. Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says the new deal addresses several issues raised by the court.
This amendment, in essence, is a fix to the Supreme Court decision on term. They did not like indefinite term, so we limited it to 25 years. They did not like the state giving up its sovereign immunity, so we eliminated it from the compact.
The new deal is silent on whether the Potawatomi can continue offering new games, including craps and roulette. Crawford says the tribe hired 250 people to run those games. Shutting them down would jeopardize those jobs. So he says the tribe will continue to offer the games until the state Supreme Court rules on the issue in the Dairyland lawsuit that challenges the legality of all tribal gaming in the state. The new compact also addresses a feud between the Potawatomi and the Menominee tribe and includes a promise from the state to compensate the Potawatomi for any business lost to a new $800 million casino complex the Menominee hope to open in Kenosha. A spokesperson for the Menominee, Evan Zeppo, says the agreement will allow both tribes to make money.
They have a virtual monopoly on the entire southeastern region. I don't think that's what people would like, and I think that this agreement provides for us to continue moving forward.
Federal approval is still needed for both the Potawatomi Compact and the Menominee plans for its Kenosha casino. Congress is considering a bill now that could make it harder for tribes to build casinos outside their reservations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.